This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update.
Brown County leaders rolled up their sleeves to help keep you healthy this week. County Executive Troy Streckenbach and Brown County Health Officer Anna Nick got their flu shots at the Neville Public Museum. The public vaccination was intended to encourage people to get their flu shots. Health officials say community health is significantly improved when people get their yearly flu shots. If you haven't gotten yours yet, there are a couple community flu shot clinics coming up. Adults and children can stop by the Neville Public Museum this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And there's a children's clinic on Tuesday, October 28th at the Brown County Central Library for kids ages 6 months to 18 years. That runs from 4 to 6:30 p.m. The USS Cobia is back in business. Docked alongside the Wisconsin Maritime Museum in Manitowoc, the World War II sub reopened for tours over the weekend, just a few days after returning from dry dock in Sturgeon Bay. Museum workers say the six-week, $1.5 million project will preserve this important piece of history for at least another quarter century. You can tour the Cobia during regular museum hours Thursday through Monday. Short legs, big dreams. The first ever Corgi race is coming to the Green Bay Gamblers next month. The hockey team is accepting entries. All you have to do is give your Corgi's name, age, and a couple photos. The Corgi race will happen at the Gamblers game on November 29th. Pro athletes from Wisconsin will join our state's veterans as they fly to Washington to see their war memorial. Green Bay's Austin Straubel International Airport announced the Stars and Stripes Flight of Champions scheduled for next weekend. The honor flight is expected to include 160 Vietnam-era veterans, as well as a small number from the Korean War and post-Vietnam era. The flight is sponsored by the Green Bay Packers and Milwaukee Brewers and Bucks. Former players are scheduled to take part. The public is invited to come out to the Green Bay Airport and welcome our veterans home on Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. Organizers say many of these veterans did not get the welcome home they deserved coming home from war. They say the simple gesture of saying thank you and welcome home is powerful. This weekend is your last chance to camp out at Bayshore Park and the Reforestation Camp for the year. The campgrounds will close for the season at 2 p.m. this coming Sunday. If it's starting to get a bit chilly for you to think about camping this year, you might want to plan to camp along the Fox River at the Brown County Fairgrounds next year. Plans are in the works to expand the camping area along the riverbank to make use of more space. Brown County Parks Director Matt Creasy said that means people could camp there while there's an event going on at the fairgrounds. Creasy said that would generate significant revenue. The county also plans to extend the trail along the west side of the Fox River all the way into De Pere through the fairgrounds. Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach says the goal is to create a big loop with the trail ultimately connecting with the Fox River Trail on the east side of the river. That means people would be able to go from downtown Green Bay along the Fox River all the way to De Pere, cross the Claude Alloway Bridge, and then continue on the new trail back up to Green Bay. It's all part of improvements included in the 2026 Brown County budget proposal. The Brown County Board of Supervisors will host its annual budget meeting a week from today. The goal is to have the budget signed into law no later than November 15th. Wisconsin's top prosecutor is asking a higher court to step in on a voting case from Waukesha County. Attorney General Josh Call has filed an appeal challenging Judge Michael Maxwell's order requiring officials to verify the citizenship of anyone registering to vote. Call says the ruling could upend how elections are run and threaten people's voting rights. For now, the judge's mandate is on hold while the state's Elections Commission fights it. Wisconsin law already requires a state ID to vote, and only a U.S. citizen and people in the country legally can get a state ID. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee, and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right, I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.